Welcome back to Current State. 15,000 members of an elite Boy Scout organization have arrived for a week-long conference at Michigan State University, and we sent Scott Pohl out to learn more about the Order of the Arrow. What can you tell us, Scott?
Well, Mark, if you're on the MSU campus or in East Lansing this week, you're sure to see Boy Scout uniforms everywhere. The Order of the Arrow is here for training, for fun, and for some public service. Here's an example. On Friday morning, MSU will conduct a massive evacuation drill on campus, and thousands of these scouts will be walking from residence halls to Spartan Stadium, creating a lot of foot traffic for everybody involved in the exercise. I spent some time with Order of the Arrow team leader Clyde Mayer. The group emphasizes outdoors activities, especially camping, so we decided to talk along the banks of the Red Cedar River.
The Order of the Arrow is Scouting's National Honor Society, and this year we're celebrating our 100th anniversary in the Order of the Arrow. It started back in 1915, and so this is a very special occasion for us here.
What was the idea at its founding?
Well, Erna Goodman founded the Order of the Arrow on the basis of encouraging young people to camp. It started in a summer camp. And from that point on, we have been encouraging our young people that are in the Boy Scouting program to go outdoors and enjoy the outdoor environment.
You know, I think people think of Boy Scouting as being largely outdoors and that camping is a big part of scouting in general. Is it just more so with the Order of the Arrow?
Well, first of all, let me say that young people that become part of our program in the Order of the Arrow is a part of the Boy Scout program, are boys that have demonstrated a certain skill level and experience level in the scouting program. Only boys that are actually first-class scouts can be elected into our program, so they have some background and some experience in the scouting program before they ever get selected into the program. So the intent for those boys is to go on and encourage other young people to enjoy the outdoors, to stay in scouting and the scouting program.
How does a boy become nominated for membership in the Order of the Arrow?
Well, actually, he gets elected by the members in his troop.
The other boys?
Yes, the other boys, his peers, both non-members and members.
How frequently does that happen, or what percentage of your typical scouting troop might be members of the Order of the Arrow?
Well, any boy that, of course, meets the requirements, one of those being a first-class scout, a boy has to have had so many days and nights of camping, have attended a summer camp program, and so forth. If he meets those requirements and 50% of the boys in his troop elect him to go into the Order of the Arrow, we can take as many as they elect into the program.
Are there any special responsibilities or duties? What's expected of a boy who becomes a member of the Order of the Arrow?
Good question, Scott. The primary responsibility of a boy that comes into the Order of the Arrow is to go back and serve his troop or team, and to encourage young people again to stay in the scouting program, to get outdoors, to do the camping that we're talking about. So that's his primary responsibility.
Are there special camping skills you have to be able to demonstrate? And if so, what are they?
No, those are usually locked in with the scouting requirements, as you probably know, that a boy, as he goes up the ranks from tenderfoot to second class to first class and so forth, learns. So we're not asking that they have any other special skills as far as outdoor requirements go, but we have an expectation that by the time a boy becomes a first class scout, he has a lot of those. And really, this program is all about serving your unit, encouraging young people to stay in the program, and hopefully, you know, make Eagle Scout sometime.
I was just going to ask you what relationship there might be to being in the Order of the Arrow and ultimately at some point perhaps becoming an Eagle Scout.
Yeah. Well, you know, here at the National Order of the Arrow Conference, we have an organization in the Boy Scouting program called the National Eagle Scout Association. And basically, I like to refer to both pieces of our organization as basically serving the same group, because a lot of the boys that are in the Order of the Arrow are also Eagle Scouts. I would say probably 80% of the boys that are going to be here next week or this week are going to be will be Eagle Scouts as well as Arrowmen.
We're talking with Clyde Mayer. He is a team leader with the Order of the Arrow. 15,000 members of this select Boy Scouting organization are meeting this week on the MSU campus. Were you a member of the Order of the Arrow yourself as a boy?
Not as a boy. I actually came into the Order of the Arrow when I first got involved with professional scouting. I've been a professional scouter for 41 years, so I've been in the Order of the Arrow, of course, all during that period of time. But as a young person, I didn't have that opportunity to get into the Order of the Arrow. You know, we have 15,000 members here, but what your audience might be interested in knowing is, as part of the Boy Scouting program, we serve about 170,000 of our Boy Scout members that are members of the Order of the Arrow. Now, some of those are adults as well as young people, about a 60-40% split there. But we serve a group, a pretty sizable group of Boy Scouts.
All right, well, 15,000 of you are on this campus, and so I want to ask you about what they're here for. What will members of the Order of the Arrow be doing while they're on the MSU campus?
We do a National Order of the Arrow Conference every, right now we're doing them every 3 years, but we're probably going to get back into a rotation where we're doing them every 2 years. But the reason why we bring our airmen together is basically for training. This is a training opportunity for airmen across the country. We will literally have members from all 50 states coming to this conference and being a part of this. But the main thrust, the main focus is training, helping them and teaching them skills and providing them experiences that they can take back to their lodges, their councils, to help their programs be better. That's really what the focus of this is. Now, we have a lot of other things going on. You know, when you bring young people together for 6 days, it can't just be training. We understand that there needs to be some activities, some fun, some special events and things that we also do at a National Order of the Arrow Conference. But if you want to nail it down to exactly what this is about, it's about training and helping young people and adults go back home and serve their units and help them be more successful.
I understand there are three honor levels within the organization. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, let me just correct that a little bit. We do have one honor level. Really, they're membership levels. The first level is just being an ordeal member. That's when the boy first comes into the program. About a year after that, he is eligible to take his brotherhood membership, which is full membership in the Order of the Arrow. And then we have a third level, which is really an honor. It's called the Vigil Honor level. And this is really where a young person is given that level of membership or honor after he has demonstrated certain skills. He has spent some time in the program. He has shown himself to be someone that has stood out and beyond other folks, and he is recognized with the Vigil Honor, which is the highest recognition that we provide either a youth or an adult at the council level of our program.
Is there anything within that would be akin to a test, or in some fashion needing to spend time alone in the woods, maybe anything like that to prove that you're worthy?
All the way through our programs, even starting at the ordeal level and so forth, we have some, if you want to call them, tests or requirements that a young person spend a day in service helping his fellow man. We ask them to sleep out at night, nothing any different than what we would do at a normal camping, with a normal camping type of experience and so forth. You know, doing a little fasting, that kind of stuff, but all under very tight controls, you know, to send a message to the young person about what this program is all about. It's about service and sacrifice. Later on, if he becomes a Vigil Honor member, we ask a person to spend a night alone, you know, nothing unusual about that, but an opportunity to reflect on what he's done in scouting and what he might do later on in the program. So, yeah, there's some of those kinds of experiences, but all very well controlled.
Clyde Mayer is a team leader with the Order of the Arrow. The scouting organization has 15,000 members on the MSU campus this week. You know, we can't talk about scouting in this day and age without talking about the recent decision at the national level to allow gays to hold leadership roles. Has this been discussed within the Order of the Arrow leadership?
Let me first of all say that the Order of the Arrow was a part of the Boy Scouts of America, and when our executive board here, I'm sure you're referring back to Monday's decision about allowing openly gay adults to serve in leadership positions in our scouting program. Obviously, our program follows right along with the decisions of our executive board and, you know, accept that decision.
What do you see in the future of the Order of the Arrow?
What do I see in the future of the Order of the Arrow? I hope that our order will continue to be of service to our councils and scouting programs. We have done some major projects, national service projects, across the country. Basically, at the national level, we try to serve as role models of the kinds of things that might be able, our Arrow men and our leadership might be able to do back home in their local councils and lodges. But I would hope we could continue that trend, that we send this message to young people and adults that serving mankind and serving others is really important in this day and age, and you know, continue to provide programs that set that kind of example.
15,000 members of the scouting organization called the Order of the Arrow are on the MSU campus through Saturday. We've been talking with Clyde Mayer. He's a team leader with the Order of the Arrow. Thanks for joining us here on Current State.
Hey, it was a pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
Enjoy your time in East Lansing.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.